Not Always Easy, But Real. Written by Ranger Jedi 67 and read by Flower Parish. This is a Lord of the Rings movie fic featuring the relationship Aragorn / Arwen / Boromir.
May it be the shadows call.
Boromir knew he would not sleep again when he startled awake in the early hours. Not on March 25th, not on the anniversary of the destruction of the One Ring. In truth, it was a miracle sleep came at all the night of March 24th. Quietly, carefully, he slipped from the bed. It wouldn't do to disturb Aragorn and Arwen just because he could not sleep. After coaxing life back into the fire that the servants kept going in the fireplace, he settled in one of the chairs in the family sitting room of the king's house. It was far too early to go to work. Sunrise was still hours off. Brooding was perhaps unwise, but at least it was quiet. Sitting in a chair, thinking, disturbed no one. 3 years. 3 years since the One Ring was destroyed. Boromir could hardly believe it. So much had happened since then. Faramir and Eowyn had married, Éomer had shocked them all by falling in love with Lothariel, one of Boromir and Faramir's cousins. Letters from the Shire brought news of Sam and his wife and their children, of Merry and Pippin and their lives, of Frodo's attempts to settle into life once more, and his struggles to do so. Life moved on, so much life that Boromir had once not dared to hope to ever see. Soft footsteps drew Boromir from his thoughts. Couldn't sleep. Boromir shook his head in answer to Aragorn's quiet question. I don't know what woke me, but I knew sleep would not return, Boromir admitted. Aragorn stopped beside him and rested a hand on his shoulder. Is everything all right? Aragorn asked. Smiling tiredly, Boromir nodded. Merely a heavy mind, I think. Humming thoughtfully, Aragorn inclined his head. I can understand why, Aragorn assured. It seems both yesterday and a lifetime since the ring was destroyed. Lowering his head, Boromir murmured, Some days I still fear that I will wake, and these years of peace will have been naught but a dream. Aragorn's hand tightened. They have not, Aragorn promised. They are very real. Not always easy, but real. Boromir blew out a long, slow breath. I never truly dared hope for any of this, Boromir confessed. I expected to die fighting the forces of Mordor. Being a soldier shaped my entire life. It's been strange, learning to live as something else. Placing a kiss to the top of Boromir's head, Aragorn replied, You had to be the captain that your people needed you to be. Now, our people need something else from you. And you've risen to it well. Smiling, he added, Even if I know I will pry the title of Captain of the White Tower from you only when age and infirmity demand it. Laughing softly, Boromir nodded. I think in my heart I will always be that first, Boromir said, even though it is not where I am most needed now. Aragorn smiled. You would not be yourself otherwise. They lapsed into silence for a moment. You should try to get some more sleep, Boromir suggested. No purpose in you forgoing rest, too. Sighing, Aragorn shook his head. I will find no more rest tonight either, Aragorn admitted. Best that neither of us disturb Arwen. Boromir nodded, accepting the answer. Do you wish to just sit in the firelight, or should we light a lamp? Aragorn considered that for a moment. Perhaps just the firelight for now, Aragorn mused. Join me on the couch. Boromir allowed himself to be guided up from the chair and to the smaller of the two couches in the sitting room. Aragorn tugged him against his side, and Boromir smiled fondly as his beloved reached for the blanket kept there and pulled it down over him. I could not have imagined this, either, before arriving in Rivendell so long ago, Boromir murmured. You and Arwen, it's still beyond anything I could ever have dreamt of. Aragorn pressed a kiss to Boromir's temple. You were a surprise for us, too, I assure you. But we would not give you up now. Boromir smiled. Nor I, the pair of you. They passed the remainder of the early morning that way, cuddled together, sometimes speaking quietly, sometimes just resting in silence. Shortly after sunrise, Arwen found them. I hope you both at least got some rest, Arwen said gently. We have much ahead of us today. Boromir and Aragorn slowly parted from one another and sat fully up on the couch. Enough to face the day, Aragorn assured. Grimacing, Boromir added, hopefully. Arwen gave them both a sympathetic look. At least we may ease into the day with breakfast, she pointed out. Sharing a meal on such a momentous day with their friends, their family, was indeed a good way to ease into their duties as king, queen, and steward. And the celebrations don't start until afternoon, so we have a little time, Boromir agreed. The official ones, anyway, Aragorn teased. I'm sure some will begin much sooner. The anniversary of the destruction of the One Ring was a kingdom-wide holiday, a celebration of life, hope, survival, and the connections that brought them all through the war, even when hope seemed lost. Gondor and her people, for all they had suffered for so long, came alive with colorful banners and garlands and lively music and cheerful feasts. As king, Aragorn oversaw several public events on the day, but everyone in the kingdom celebrated in some fashion or other. Indeed, my king, Boromir agreed with a grin. Arwen smiled brightly. Oh, I too am certain of it, but we have a little while before we must be anywhere. Aragorn held out a hand. Join us. Taking his hand, Arwen let herself be pulled down between them on the couch. You are certain you are both well? Arwen asked gently. Boromir and Aragorn each leaned in and pressed a kiss to one of her cheeks. We are, Aragorn assured, as Boromir said, all is well. The three of them sat there quietly for a time, merely soaking in one another's presence in the early morning light. The world could wait just a little longer. The end.